Theory and Theology, what is up, guys? We're going to talk about the Starlink 716 mission, the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch out of Vandenberg Space Force Base. This was Monday, 3/18/2024. It's now Tuesday, 3/19/2024, the morning after. So I want to talk about my experience first, just because it was a short experience. So I was out of town for the weekend. Don't really have the most reliable car to be driving the 100 plus mile distance one way to San Diego. What would have been two ways, 200 plus miles round trip to and from San Diego. So instead, I took the bus out of the Anaheim station. It's across from like Angel Stadium. And I, you know, I was at my, like, basically I went to San Diego Sunday night, Sunday evening, well, late afternoon. I left, but got there Sunday evening, had dinner with friends, went back to the hotel, checked out of the hotel Monday morning, had lunch with a friend, headed out around 2, got to Anaheim, where my friend was picking me up, around a little after maybe 4:30 or so, and she picked me up and we went to the park, and we were supposed to leave from the park around like 6 o'clock, but we get to her place around like 6:30 something. But I started telling her around like almost 6, I'm like, we gotta go soon, but you know, her dog was doing what it was doing, and you know, I was like, okay. So she, you know, was cool, you know, took me back to my car that was at her place, and because I parked there before I went to the station, so I didn't have to pay parking or leave my car somewhere unattended overnight, so I parked at her place. She, you know, gets me back to my car about, let's call it 35 minutes or so later than what I had wanted. But it was cool seeing that park. It had ducks and a little fake lake and some creeks and bridges and stuff. It was pretty cool. And so we get back to her place like 6:35-ish. And then, you know, I double check the steering fluid and I'm like, oh, it's going to take like 50 minutes to get back home, you know, because 30 miles, you know, driving between Orange County and LA, 30 miles, 50 minutes, you know, that's the conversion with no real traffic. And the lights in her area, she's in Orange, the lights in her area are super long. And so, you know, it initially said I was going to get home at like 7:28, and I ended up, it ended up saying closer to like 7:31 or something like that. And I took an alternate route, and when I got off the freeway, I'm driving and I'm like, great, it's kind of dark already. And I was trying to get home before it was dark, but I was like, at least I'm kind of like in my area by the time it was kind of dark. And then just kept driving home, you know, and I get to the intersection near my house and I see, you know, this streak across the sky, and it's like, part of it's like glowing, part of it's like white. It almost looked like, you know how people call like the chemtrails or whatever. And the interesting thing was, you know, when I left San Diego, it was bright, it was sunny. We were sitting outside on the patio at like 11 or so, 11:30. it was hot, we were in the shade, and then it cooled off and got kind of cold. By the time I got on the bus, I mean, it was warm, but I had my sweater on because we'd been sitting in the shade for like probably like an hour by that point, so I was actually cooling off a lot. And then I put on my sweater to kind of warm up because I knew the bus would be cold. We get on the bus and we drive like into a storm. By the time we get to Oceanside on the bus, it's like raining, you know. And the whole time I'm looking out the window and I see, you know, I see the clouds, you know, and in the distance it looks like the clouds are like touching the horizon almost. It looks like there's like these streaks going down. So I was kind of looking at the sky a lot, you know, because I was just in, I'm in a bus, like what else am I supposed to do? I have a window seat. I'm just like sitting there looking out the window the whole time. And then when I was actually driving home, because it was like the sunset time, you know, and there was like a storm that wasn't that far. Like I drove out of the storm, out of Orange County into LA County. And so I'm driving up through like Long Beach and stuff. And I see like this really cool sunset, you know, it's like the colors are just awesome. So I'm like, oh, at least I didn't want to leave that late. But at the same time, I was feeling like, okay, at least the sunset's nice. And so, you know, once, by the time I'm close to this, by the time I'm at this intersection that's near my house, I'm completely like, I'm drained, I'm tired, you know, I'm exhausted, but I'd been looking at the sky most of the time. And so it's kind of interesting, you know, when I see that streak, I'm kind of like, what is that? You know, like, because I'm like, I drove out of the storm. That's not the storm. In the area where I was, it didn't look like there was a storm at all. No rain, nothing. And it was like thunder and lightning and like raining where I was at. And, you know, I get 30 miles away. There's none of that. And, you know, but I do see this like this is after the sunset, you know, when the sky is dark, I see this like streak across the sky where part of it's like lit up. It looks like lit up. And that's why I was kind of like, that's just weird, because I'd been looking at the sky while driving on the freeway. You know, I was driving kind of like towards the sunset at some points on like the 22, and so it was kind of, it was just kind of weird. I'm just looking at it and I'm like, this is weird. And I kind of look over to my left because I'm crossing Pacific Coast Highway. I'm crossing Pacific Coast Highway going towards Palos Verdes area. I look to my left and I see this like beam looking thing. It's like a kind of, you know how you see like that curve, and I was just like, that's not like a SpaceX thing, you know. But I'm like, okay, like we're at a light. So I pull out my phone and like fumble with it a little bit, and I'm like, dang it. Like, of course it, like, you know, the screen doesn't flip on right away, and I'm like fumbling with the camera. But I'm like, I hope I can get footage of this. So I kind of, and I'll try to post the footage. It's only 11 seconds, but I'm looking out the window of my driver's side, and I'm, you know, pointing toward the, it's right by a Taco Bell, you know, I'm pointing toward this, like, what I see, that, like, weird-looking, like, curved beam shape, out of my driver's side window, and then I kind of try to pan to the right, but it's, like, the visor and everything is kind of in the way, because I can barely see that weird streak of, like, it looks like cloud or exhaust or something. But the, what caught my attention is that part of it was like lit up. It looked lit up. And so I kind of pan over to the right a little, capture a little bit of that, then pan back over to the left to show like this is all kind of one continuous thing. And then try to like zoom in a little bit on the, like the little beam. And it's crazy. By the time I get home, so I cross the light, let's say it was not even 2 minutes till I get home. And then it wasn't, from my house, I couldn't see it. Like, even when I was driving around the other street, by the time I looked in the direction where I had seen it, it wasn't there. So I was like, thankfully I got it on camera, you know, because I'd never seen it live. And I was like, oh, but the footage probably isn't gonna show, you know, because I did it real quick because I'm like out of light and I'm like trying to pay more attention to the traffic than I am trying to pay attention to like getting this captured. But because part of me was like, well, I'm not that far from home, so I could just wait to get home. And then, but something in my head was like, no, just do it now. You're right here. Just try it right when you're seeing it from this angle. And I was gonna get home and tell my mom, but by the time I got home, once I looked from the driveway and I was like, I don't see it anymore. I could see the streak, but I couldn't see the little like curved little like beam of light. And it was kind of weird because I was like, dude, like if I wouldn't have left late from Orange County, I wouldn't have been able to see that because there wasn't. I think I caught just the very end of it. And so I didn't know what it was. Sent it to my mom. She said she's like, oh yeah, I see what you mean. And then, you know, I sleep on it and wake up this morning, and I'm kind of like, I wonder what the heck that was, because the only thing I've ever seen that looks like that is SpaceX. And so I type it in, you know, like SpaceX and like the date or whatever, and I come across this LA Times article, and lo and behold, it's like, oh yeah, SpaceX did a launch. And it was like, I saw it like right at the tail end of it, just because I happened to be driving at that time. I got a clear enough view of it. It wasn't that good because I was parked. I was on an angle in the car, and the visor is kind of in the way. Of in the little video clip, it's only 11 seconds, like I said. And my windows aren't like fully clean, and there's like lights all around, but you can still see it pretty clearly. I didn't think it was something that wasn't SpaceX. It's just like, it's weird. They don't really like announce this stuff. They just kind of do it, I guess. So the LA Times has this article. It says, see that weird streak of light across Southern California? Rocket. And it says the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched the Starlink 716 mission from Vordingborg Space Force Base on Monday, as seen from LA's Chinatown. So there's a picture from Chinatown. There's I guess I looked up Vordingborg Air Force Base. That's in Santa Barbara County in California. So a couple hours away, but not that far. Drivable distance from where I live. I don't think I've ever driven there though. I've had friends drive from there, but I've never driven there myself. It says the dazzling streak of light across Los Angeles twilight sky around 7:30 p.m. on Monday was SpaceX's Falcon 9 carrying 22 Starlink satellites on low Earth from Vordingborg Space Force Base. Earthlings from Southern California to Phoenix were treated to a spectacular, albeit brief, show of light as night fell, and the light illuminated the sky, followed by a contrail that slowly dissipated. But the images quickly flooded social media, and SpaceX became a trending topic on the social media site X, where users posted their shots of the images. The speck of a rocket soaring above tall pine trees or far beyond the street corners framed by palm trees and alone in the sky. Yeah, pretty much. Sounds like LA to me. The launch was the 10th at this base this year, according to SpaceX, around the country. The rockets have evoked awe, especially for those unaccustomed. On Friday, coverage of the New York Mets spring training game was momentarily disrupted, according to USA Today, when sportscasters were distracted by a SpaceX rocket thundering over the Florida ballpark. And it shows a picture of that. This is a picture of Huntington Beach at dusk. It shows a picture of SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Huntington Beach. So I guess it's the rocket that's the part that looks like not the trail, but the little curved light. I guess that's the rocket. I didn't hear anything. Let me see. A contrail sneaks through the sky above Highland Park. Another scene from Long Beach. Another scene from Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood. Another scene from El Segundo. So there's a lot of footage. I'll try and post my footage. If I can't, I'll try and post it on like Twitter, X. I mean, that doesn't give any information. I'm kind of trying to figure out let me see, why was Starlink 716 launched? I mean, it's got a bunch of videos, but it's like, what's the purpose? What I'm trying to figure out is like what the purpose of it was. So another successful Starlink launch. Okay. And spacelaunchschedule.com has an article from 12 hours ago, and there's so many pop-ups. What is going on here? So it shows the launch cost. So it says it was a type communications orbit, low Earth orbit. Launch cost $52 million. A batch of 22 satellites for the Starlink mega constellation, SpaceX's project for space-based internet communication system. So were they launching it for the communication systems, like the internet, the phone stuff? Okay. So it says Falcon 9, it says SpaceX Falcon 9 Block 5. Falcon 9 is a two-stage rocket designed and manufactured by SpaceX for the reliable and safe transport of satellites. Okay, that makes sense, because I watched some other video footage that I'll explain, and I'm going to link all this in the description. I'm going to link this space launch schedule and the LA Times article and the other stuff. Sorry, I lost my place. Okay, safe transport of satellites and the Dragon spacecraft into orbit. Block 5 variant is the fifth major interval aimed at improving upon the ability for rapid reusability. So basically, they used the Falcon 9 to launch Starlink, satellites. And then, yeah, then it had a landing. So, okay, so there's a video I watched as well. Let me see if I can find that video in my history. There's a video I watched on YouTube that showed this. So I guess one thing I want to mention, in my own opinion, the footage that we are allowed to view, in my opinion, often is not good enough. Now, the thing is, I saw the thing. This time I saw it in the sky, so I can't really say that I didn't see anything. I didn't hear about it. I didn't know it was going to happen. It just so happened that me leaving late and having been looking out the window for so long at the storm and looking out the window for almost a 50-minute drive while driving towards the sunset, you know, as the sun was setting, you know, and then past the sunset, I think I was kind of primed a little bit to, like, I don't want to say, like, look up or don't look up or whatever, like the movie, but it's like I was kind of primed to kind of, like, pay attention. So even though I was driving, who knows how long that streak had been there, but as I was facing it, I kind of saw it, and because there had been that storm and because there had been that sunset and all these other things that I'd seen, like, in a distance during that afternoon, I think I was kind of like, what is going on? Because having driven out from a sunny area into a storm that, you know, I've been checking the weather apps. They didn't say anything about a storm. The next storm, it wasn't supposed to come till like next Sunday. And I checked the weather yesterday because I was like, let me see if we're going to sit outside. The weather in San Diego was going to be up to like 70. And it was sunny, all sunny skies. And so, for like the whole week, it's supposed to be decent weather. So when we drove into that storm, I was already confused. And then once I got to the station and I asked my friend if it had been raining, and she's like, yeah, there was like really intense thunder. And then while we were driving to the park, there was more thunder and lightning, and it started raining again, because there was like a little bit of puddles around by the time I got to Orange County, but there weren't, it wasn't like coming down until we got to the park. And then I'm like, here's the rain again. And so, and then when I drove out from there, like by the time I left, it was already sunny again, and but the sun was starting to set. And then by the time I get like around Long Beach, I'm seeing the sunset. And so I'm like, okay, I'm seeing the sunset, and it's crazy to just like see all this in one day. And then, you know, highlight of the night, here comes SpaceX across the sky with their thing, with the Falcon 9 or whatever the heck. And so I was just kind of like, that was already a weird night, you know, it was already a weird day. I wanted to record about it last night, but I was like, I gotta put my rained on clothes in the laundry and just kind of like start getting ready for bed. But yeah, like the footage. So, as far as the footage, I think the one that I watched was on, I watched two. One of them was Sideways, and then the other one I watched was on the Launchpad channel on YouTube, and it showed it live. So I guess they do have the footage online, but it's, you know, I've never seen it online. I've only seen it, well, I've seen it, I've seen old footage, like replayed footage. So basically what I noticed watching it, same complaint as always, watching it online, and I'll link this video. You basically see, and by the way, on the bus I was listening to like a lot of flat earth content too, so it was kind of just like a lot of this stuff is kind of like on my mind. So I need water. I've been drinking a lot of coffee. So they show you the rocket kind of at the base. They show you like what it looks like. This thing is gigantic. I don't know. There's the water tower kind of next to it, if that's what it is. It looks like a water tower. It's almost to the bottom of that. I don't know anything about water towers, but the thing on top, it looks like it's almost to the bottom of that as far as the height. Multiple stories high. And then it, see, I'm trying to find the part where they show the actual launch. So they count down, they show the launch. So when it's like T-minus 3 minutes or so, the sky's still kind of blue at that point. I don't know what time that actually is, but yeah, when the rocket starts launching, it's still a little light out. You can see like the sunset in the distance, kind of. I guess it's on, I guess. I don't know. It's, I think it actually launched at that point yet. But once it launches, once it actually launches, you see a whole bunch of fire and a whole bunch of smoke, fire. This is like 10 seconds in. The camera goes from facing the rocket to a camera that is mounted to the rocket, it seems like, facing downward, looking at where all the fire and smoke is. Downward. It's not facing upward looking at the sky. It's facing downward, right? And so you see this whole thing. So this is about 10 seconds into launch. You see it. Let me see if that's 10 seconds. So yeah, 4 seconds, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, about 9, 10 seconds. You see the camera facing down as the rocket is going up. So everything on the ground, you can see some roads. You can see, okay, now the smoke is too far in the distance, and all you can really see is this light from like the fire. You can see that it's spinning, kind of, I don't know if you call that clockwise. It's spinning kind of clockwise. You can see, and then you can't see anything from about 50 seconds. You can't really see anything but this light. And it's like, okay, I look at these and I'm like, is this believable? Like, it looks like a light. You know, I've seen this video before, and it's telling you all the information. I'm not playing the audio in the background. I'll let you guys watch it for yourselves. I don't want to like narrate the whole thing. But at a certain point, the fire changes. Like, you can see, let me see, I'm trying to see when Earth comes into focus more. So, off to the left at about a minute 24. Let me see if that's right. At about a minute 22, off to the left, you start seeing a little bit of blue. Little bit of blue. So that blue is interpreted to be the sky on the left, whereas that curve, the little dark curve towards, still on the left of the screen, that little dark curve is the horizon. At about a minute 37, you see that horizon. So then it looks like the rocket is basically, you're able to see the fire. The rocket is facing, it's a weird angle. Because that would mean if the horizon's on the left, then, yeah, then the camera is facing, it's facing, like, I guess the rocket's, like, at an angle, basically. And it just keeps going up, keeps going up. And this is past the max zero point. Going toward, I don't know if that says Mecco? I don't know what that says. There's a word there I can't read. Looks like Mecco or Hecco. M-E-C-O. But you keep seeing on the left this horizon changing. Now, is that a fisheye lens? At about 2 minutes 27 seconds, you see the camera zooms inside of the rocket, where, I don't even know how to explain this. I don't have words to describe what's happening, because I don't understand what is actually happening. I'm not, like, well-versed in this stuff, guys. This isn't, like, an area of expertise for me. Basically, at 2 minutes, 25 seconds, you see, I'm trying to put the captions to see if they explain. It says, Mecco main engine cutoff. Go stage separation. So the main engine, there's a separation. Second engine startup happens right after that. And now camera goes from whatever it was showing us inside with that separation to the outside with the camera facing again downward toward Earth, but at an angle. We're at an angle. Because the horizon is on the left. It's really hard to explain. Like, the horizon looks vertical on the left side. It's like at a vertical angle. So let's see. And there's too much fire and too much smoke to actually see any other details here. I'm wondering if that's even the horizon, or if it's part of something else. Let me see. I'm wondering if that's even the horizon. Fairing separation confirmed, and there. Okay. Looking down, the first stage of Falcon 9. It's beginning its journey back down. toward the Pacific Ocean. And so then it shows at about 13 minutes 46 seconds into the video, it shows the trail of the Falcon 9, and it shows a picture of what the Earth looks like along the coast. With the horizon facing upward, so it can show the trail that it's taking. It's a graphic. I believe that's a graphic. That's not an actual video footage. And so, okay, I will say, so I saw SpaceX in the sky. I saw the Falcon 9 in the sky. I saw it. Is there any way to even prove that the camera that they have is actually on the Falcon 9? I guess if I wanted to make an argument against it, because I know what I saw. There was something up there for sure. What it was doing, I don't know. I only explained what I saw. But I guess the question that I keep getting left with when it comes to NASA, this isn't NASA, SpaceX isn't NASA, but when it comes to NASA footage, you never see the whole footage. You're always separated. So usually you see footage from the ground where people are pointing their camera from the ground, looking at the rocket as the rocket goes up into space, and eventually it disappears somewhere up in there. And then from that point, usually you see, sometimes you see, like, way, way, way later, you see something that's supposed to be in orbit, with the camera on it, that's usually, sometimes facing down toward Earth, and usually you can't see all of Earth. There's always like panels and stuff in the way, so you never get a clear shot of Earth. And even when it does show Earth, I've never been able to make out anything that I was like, this is, you know, this coast of this continent, or like, this is that part of that continent. I've never been able to like, I've sat and watched these types of footage for, like, a really long time. And I've never been able to be like, oh, that's South America. Like, or part of it, even, you know? Like, that's Mexico, you know? Like, you see land masses and you see water. You usually see a lot of clouds. And then the cameras kind of, like, flicker or glitch off and on, or switch angles so that they're pointing at some other thing. So I don't know. And then coming back to SpaceX, not NASA. Yes, they have the camera. But I guess what I'm curious about is, why is there never a camera facing up? There's never a camera facing the sky. I don't think I've once seen a camera facing the sky. What I would like to see is footage of a person who mounts the camera before the rocket is even ready to launch. I want to see a person taking a live camera, walking over to it, keeping the camera on while they're walking to it, mounting that camera, keeping the camera on the whole time, maybe multiple cameras, like a camera that faces down, a camera that faces up, a camera that faces out, like facing, you know, if it was mounted on a rocket facing the person who's mounting it. I'd want to see at least those three angles just facing, you know, and turned on and live, fully recording the whole time while they're even getting mounted and staying on the whole time, so that when the rocket launches, you can see it launch, and from the different angles you can capture different things. Because I don't see why that wouldn't be possible. If you can put a camera that's facing downward, or you can put a camera on the ground that's at a distance from the rocket and you can see the rocket launch, why can we never see the whole thing? That's my big question, is why don't they show us all of it? Like, you've never seen multiple angles. Guys, when I go snowboarding, didn't get to go this season, unfortunately, but I have an action cam. I can take that thing on the lift with me. I can show you when I'm putting on my bindings, adjusting my gloves, mounting the camera, or just holding the camera in my gloves. You see the whole thing. You can't say, oh, that wasn't her. She didn't go snowboarding. She's using someone else's footage. It's like, I will literally show you my face with my helmet, with my goggles, with my face. Take that camera while it's still on, move it down to my boots while I'm putting on my bindings, strapping into the board, show you as my board is gliding down the snow, and then move the camera around so you can actually see the mountain, see my face, see my body, see, like, why can't they do that? I know there's not a person holding it, like, but guys, these days we have so much technology with cameras. They can't put a mount, multiple mounts on there for multiple angles. They can't put, you know, a camera with some kind of motor on there to, like, move or adjust so you can look left, look right. Why do they only want to show us one angle of it? And now, I know there was something in the sky. I saw that. I have footage of it. So I'm not saying that it didn't get in the sky or whatever, but, like, why can't we see the whole process? You know, why can't we see it facing upward as it's going up with the camera on the rocket so you can see the rocket going up? Why don't they ever do it that direction? I don't think I've ever once seen a camera go from ground all the way into the atmosphere, as they say they're going into the atmosphere, and then landing. They show us the bottom of it. They show you coming out from the Earth. And then again, they did switch the camera when they said that, you know, they were separating that part. They did switch the camera to an interior camera. There was a camera inside that showed that separation of whatever that piece was that separated. And then the camera went back to the outside camera. And so they can do it. They can put multiple cameras and switch between cameras. They just showed us that they could do that, but they're only showing one angle. Why don't they show multiple angles? You know? You see a part that looks like the horizon, and that's, like, all you can really see. Like, I want to see more, is what I'm trying to say. I want to see all of it. I'm not saying that there was nothing launched, because I clearly saw something flying around in the sky. Are they getting out of the atmosphere? I don't know. What does it look like when they do? I don't know. Or if they do, I don't know. I just wish that the camera technology I mean, how can I take better videos when I'm snowboarding than SpaceX and NASA can take of their rockets? That's the part that, makes me a little confused, You can remote operate a camera. Just because it's mounted, you can. I don't know how else to explain it, but you can remote operate a camera. So I don't really know why they're not doing it, Why are they not doing this in a way that makes sense? Where you can see more details, It's like they give us some, but they don't give us enough where it's like all of it, I mean, they're showing something burning. That could be anything. They could be showing anything there. I'm not saying that they are showing anything, but they could be showing anything. Like, I could have filmed this thing in a closet somewhere with a flickering flashlight, Is the footage what I actually saw in the sky? That's what I want to know. At about the 4 minute 52 second mark, there's a separate camera angle. I don't know what that is because I turned off the captions and I'm trying not to have it in the background. They have another camera angle of the inside that they showed again. They're showing it again. And some kind of jet looking thing. You can see some kind of exhaust or something coming out of the back of it at about this point. Because I think, okay, it's not an entry yet. We're getting towards entry. I can't tell. There's little sparking things. I don't know what that was. There's all types of weird stuff flying around. I don't know if they're passing stars or if those are some kind of specks of fire or something off of the rocket. Now at the entry point, oh, of course there's a stupid commercial. These commercials are unreal. That's why I watch it on my phone usually. But I can't watch and record. So at the entry point, at about the 6 minute 11 second mark, things do change. You start seeing the fire looking different. The camera looks like it has some splotches on it. I don't know if the camera gave out at that point. There's another camera that's showing that burner on the back. And okay, you can kind of see the flicker still. I guess the camera didn't go out. I don't know what we're looking at. Maybe the camera did go out. That camera looks like something's going on with it. Okay, the camera's back. I don't really see the fire anymore. We're approaching landing. Let me skip forward maybe a little bit. Skipping forward to see if there's any footage of the landing. One of the cameras is kind of mostly black. Okay, now we're at the landing phase. You can see the fire again. So I don't know why the camera gave out at the entry point, like a little after the entry point. But now it's at the landing point. They're showing the landing pad. Now the landing pad's in view in the ocean. You see the water and you can see it land on that landing pad in the ocean at 8 minutes 25 seconds. So that was not a very long flight. It was like 8 minutes. 8.5 minutes. So I happened to see it within an 8.5 minute span of time when it was in the sky. But I don't know. I guess that's my main criticism. Now, Starlink is an operational system, right? People can use it. People can buy it. So it must be real. It must be up there. So I can't really say that there's nothing that's flying around because I saw it flying around. I can't really say that what they're saying they're doing with the satellites and Starlink doesn't exist because people are able to use it, I believe. Let me Google how do I get Starlink. If it's possible to try it, I would want to try it. How can I get Starlink? Okay. So there's a lot. I don't even know if this is the right thing. Starlink residuals, starlink.com. How much does Starlink cost? Starlink. Standard residual service is $120 per month for unlimited data. Additional priority data packages cost $140 to $500 for a fixed location for a mobile plan. Equipment fees can range from $599 to $2,500 depending on the plan. Can anyone get Starlink now? Starlink available almost everywhere on Earth. Streaming, video calls, online gaming, remote working. How long is the wait list for Starlink? Manufacturing and shipping delays have caused some customers to wait up to 11 months for their internet service in 2022. So, and that was posted in December 28th of 2023. So I don't even know what it is in 2024. How do I know if Starlink is available in my area? You'll want to check the Starlink availability map. What is the downside of Starlink? Starlink speeds are slower compared to fiber and FWA. FWA's latency can be as low as 30, is it milliseconds? With 5G, while fiber's latency is often even lower. Is Starlink worth getting? The primary benefit is that it offers faster speeds and lower latency in remote areas where satellite and cellular internet are the only options. So if you live in a remote spot, Starlink is potentially a better option. Is Starlink unlimited data? Starlink delivers high-speed internet through satellites and has unlimited data. Is Starlink for TV or internet? Starlink is a satellite internet provider, not a TV provider. Does Starlink work in bad weather? Satellite internet technology has come a long way. It's still possible for heavy storms to affect the signal and low connection speed. Alright. So it's available. How to get Starlink for free? Government assistance. Certain government assistance programs may automatically qualify individuals for free or reduced cost internet services through Starlink. Eligible programs may include Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, Medicaid, or Federal Public Housing Assistance, among others. That's cool. So yeah, Starlink exists. It's available. Who knows if there's a wait list. But it exists. It's available. People are using it. And this latest launch yesterday happened. We see that it happened. Am I being too nitpicky about the what I'm seeing versus what the footage shows of the rocket? The Falcon 9 and the separation. I feel like the camera footage could be better. I feel like it's a little weird to me when cameras like pan at specific times or cut out at specific periods of time. Like, the camera was cut out a lot at the part where they're saying it was going to be landing. The camera was cut out a lot. When it was, like, you could see the landing pad eventually, but it was like, remember how I said when it was launched, when it was taking off, you could see the roads and everything? So until it got really close to the water, you couldn't see anything, really. You could see the little fire and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden there was like water in a landing pad. And so, I don't know. Do the cameras cut out strategically at certain times? Is there a reason why they don't face the cameras forward? Maybe there would be too much pressure on them, on the lens? Like, maybe it would be splattering into too much stuff and you'd have to, like, clean it off. Maybe that's why they face the camera downward instead of upward. I don't know. But I feel like they could resolve that, you know? I guess maybe their priority isn't taking footage where people don't have to question it. It's easy to question anything, but I don't know. Either way, I think Starlink is a cool idea so far from what I know about it, which is very, very little. I'm all about rockets. Don't know much about them, but I think they're a cool idea. And I'm gonna take some time and get this stuff posted. That's it for now. How do you know, man?